If you would, turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. So this morning, the tip's going to be, I'm going to address the question of suicide. I've noticed out lately, it's come up a lot, whether it's come up when, as a soul winner, you use that to try to explain eternal security. But it comes up, and a lot of people have a lot of questions about it, and they have a lot of wrong thoughts in their head about it. So us as soul winners, we're supposed to have an answer. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." So we should have an answer. We should be able to explain it. The word suicide is not in the King James Bible. So a lot of people want to show me, take me to a verse that says suicide won't send me to hell, right? But even though it's not in there, the teaching is clearly in there. And when someone will just ask me randomly outside of me giving the gospel, usually I'll take them a few verses just to kind of show them what the Bible says about it. But if you're giving the gospel, and you're using that, be prepared to be able to explain it. To actually not just say, well, yeah, the Bible says this, but actually be able to show them out of the Bible why someone who commits suicide does not go to hell. Because people that struggle with it, what they really struggle with is eternal security. And that's why we use it, because if someone understands that, usually they get eternal security. But the Catholic Church, Catholic-type movies have done a really good job of teaching people about, like, purgatory. They think that, well, these people got to pray me out. Or they just think that's the one sin that you can't do. It's an unforgivable sin that you can't do. And we don't want to make it sound like it's a good thing that, okay, even if you kill yourself, because we're going to talk about it later, it's not a good thing. But in Romans 8, it's the first place I will usually take someone. So obviously there's many places you can take people, but I'm going to give you three that I take people to try and show them why someone who commits suicide will not go to hell. Romans 8:38 says, "For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So right in this verse, it's very clear. It says that neither death. And then some people will tell me, well, that's if you just die, like you die in an accident. But that's not what it says. It says death. Any type of death, if you're saved, does not separate you from Christ. And look what it says next. It says, nor life, which also says, no matter how you live your life, you're not going to be separated from Christ. And if you look in verse 39, look at it says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Well, that person who kills themselves, they're a creature. They're doing it. What you're saying is that you have the power to remove your eternal life. So this verse, to me, clearly explains it. But if it's not enough, go to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 28. This is the second verse. And this is Jesus explaining. There's so much here that disproves that you lose your salvation, and let alone suicide would fall right into this. Look at this. John 10:28. Jesus is speaking. He says, "I give unto them eternal life." And of course, we know that's a life that lasts forever, but you need to be able to explain that. "And they shall never perish." Oh, unless you commit suicide. No, never perish. "Neither shall any man," that's you, anyone else that would take their life, "any man pluck them out of my hand." Jesus says, you're in my hand. But look at verse 29. It says, "My Father, which gave me them," look, "is greater than all. And look, no man," again, "is able to pluck them now," look, "out of my Father's hand." So we're in Christ when we're saved, and then the Father's got his hand around us. How are you ever going to lose your salvation? It's crystal clear. Okay, well, say this isn't enough. Okay, well, there is a story in the Bible. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 31. And this one I kind of save because it's a little lengthy, and you got to develop it a little more. If someone, say they're really just struggling with this point, say they say, well, I know if I kill someone, I'm forgiven. But if they're just struggling with the suicide aspect, this story, and I'm going to read a little bit of it. I probably would not read all this at the door or to somebody, but 1 Samuel 31, we have King Saul. Of course, it's a famous story about his life ends. 1 Samuel 31, verse 1 says, "Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. The Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. The Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, Saul's sons, and the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers." Look at verse 4. "Then Saul said unto his armor bearer, draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore, Saul took a sword," look at it, don't miss it, "and fell upon it." So Saul here commits suicide. He falls on his own sword. And then someone that might know a little bit about the Bible, they'll say, well, yeah, it's clear then Saul wasn't saved, because a saved person would not do that. Well, if they persist with that, go to 1 Samuel 28, verse 19. We'll go before, the day before this actually happens. 1 Samuel 28, 19. And this is Saul going to a witch, a medium, to talk to Samuel. 1 Samuel 28, 19 says, "Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hands of the Philistines." And look at this. "And tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the hosts of Israel into the hand of the Philistines." So this verse clearly shows that Saul went to heaven. Because we know Samuel was in heaven, because Samuel was a righteous guy. He believed the Lord. He trusted on the Lord. So Saul went to be with Samuel. So the Bible's teaching, it's clear that if you take your own life, and okay, we showed example in Romans that it's neither death. Number two, showed in John that it's eternal life. You'll never perish. You'll never be taken out of God's hand. And then number three, if you need to show them an example, this is one time I know of someone has taken their life and they went to be with someone else that we know is in heaven. So just some notes as I close. Just be tactful how you use this. Don't use like weird examples, especially with eternal security. Like, don't say, yeah, I could come back and like kill your whole family and I still go to heaven. I mean, you know, you're like, whoa. I mean, you freak people out when you do that. I mean, you just want to get the point across that you cannot take, you don't have the ability. You weren't good enough to earn your salvation or do anything for it. You can't do anything that bad where it's taken away, right? So just get that point across to them. And then that, you know, suicide's not a good thing. And then don't leave them with the fact that we think that Christians are going around just like willingly just killing themselves. I mean, because, you know, we're bought with a price. And therefore, we should glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are God's. And you know, just leave that with them as you talk about this subject. But definitely show them verses and get it out of their head that they have the ability to take this eternal life, which Jesus is freely given. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, thank you again for this time. And I pray you be with us as we go out, Lord, and you help us to preach your words. In Jesus' name, amen.